Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It's noon Eastern here on March 16th, 2021. Thank you for joining us here live on Closed Up Radio Worldwide, a division and service of Closed Up Television and Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. You know, with all the curveballs and obstacles life throws at us, whether it's personally or professionally or just tackling everyday life difficult moments, well, how do we keep our heads above water? Now more than ever, workplaces and organizations require good leadership. But how do we lead in such challenging times? That's why a certified coach can really help us navigate how to get there, provide insight, connect to our wisdom, and help us really develop a plan of action to achieve our best lives personally and professionally. That's where Darrell K. Simmons comes in, an executive, an exceptional executive coach at that, as well as group and team coach, well-regarded as a motivational speaker as well, and owner and CEO of 21st Century Coaching. Darrell specializes in developing physician leaders and medical executives, inclusive of the teams they lead. He also provides long-term and short-term engagements dedicated to coaching individuals, ranging from high-level executives and mid-level managers to facilitating improvement of team performance, as well as anyone seeking to make positive change in life. He says coaching can be an indispensable approach to providing individuals with the proper tools to prepare for the enormous challenges of the 21st century. There's overabundance of change, adversity, as well as uncertainty. And we're all experiencing this as people sometimes find themselves off balance and in need of regaining equilibrium, confidence, and clarity. His coaching actually helps people determine ways to find harmony, a more meaningful and fulfilling existence, and the needed skill sets to propel forward with focus and direction. He's coached hundreds of individuals, and he has a particular passion for working with teams and groups, including working with physicians and CEOs, administrators, and interconnected teams, affirming that he coaches to your being. In fact, he's established a strong track record of promoting cohesion and better performance among teams and groups as a result of coaching. While a member of MD Anderson Cancer Center's Leadership Institute. We were just talking about the importance of all this just moments ago before we went live on the air. It's a real honor and a pleasure to welcome Darrell K. Simmons of 21st Century Coaching as my special guest right now, live and direct from Houston, Texas. Darrell, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are very, very welcome. And I really appreciate conversations like these because, again, I think in many ways, in many respects, it's what life's all about. And for you, obviously, this is in your DNA to do this kind of work. It's a real reflection of you and who you are. What are some of the things, experiences on your own life's journey, Darrell, that you realize that and maybe inspired you to want to be a coach, got you to realize that not only were you cut out to do this work, but you have to do this work. You're meant to do this work as a coach.
I think one of the biggest things that happened to me was about over 30 years ago, I was ejected out of an 18-wheeler, broke six of my ribs, broke my shoulder, broke my back, and broke my collarbone. And that was one of the best experiences that could have ever happened to me after having found myself paralyzed and having to deal with that and cope with that, as strange as that may sound, because it gave me the opportunity to develop a very deep and reflective kind of life through those struggles to live through the circumstance. And so as a result of that and the things that I learned that there's an art to living. a profound lesson that I learned, that there really is an art to living and being in the world so that one can adapt, survive, and thrive. As a result of that, I carried that kind of background into my work at MD Anderson Cancer Center as an organization development consultant. And as one of the executives in the organization reached out to me over a period of time and said that we're moving into the direction of coaching. Would you be willing to consider that? And I sat for a minute because my strength and background prior to that was in strategic planning and organization development, working with groups and teams to work more effectively. But when that executive reached out to me and asked me the question, I thought for a minute, and I had become aware of New Field Coaching, which is an ontologically based coaching program. And it provided, and when he said I had the, when she said I had the opportunity to go to that school and participate, I said yes. And once I did, I went through the learning, went through the training, and when I came back and started to work with people, every time I looked in people's eyes and saw that they had an aha moment, it just did something for my soul. And that moved me in a way to where I always want to stay on this path, and I see myself being on it forever. But not only just for that reason, but there's also a selfish part of the story as well, too, and the reason why I love coaching so much is because coaching, in order to prepare myself for my next coaching session, I do a lot of reading, a lot of studying, but I also do a lot of practicing of what I learn so that I have a practical understanding, a working understanding of things that I learned. And as a result of that, it took me back to my original point that there is an art to living. And so through coaching, I learned to live more effectively as a human being and more happily as a human being. And I just absolutely love it.
I could tell, yeah. What a beautiful story that is, obviously. This, like I mentioned, this really is in your DNA. You were meant to do this work. You were placed here, you know, on the planet to do this kind of work. And I know it's a, you know, when we help others and when we inspire others, we are often inspired ourselves. And it's what a win-win it is when everybody gets a chance to experience that. Tell us about some of the amazing work you do at 21st Century Coaching as an executive coach.
Right. So my work in coaching has largely been, in all full transparency, through my work at MD Anderson Cancer Center, where I'm still a leadership practitioner there. And I love the process so much, and I decided I wanted to start 21st Century Coaching. And so my greatest experiences are at MD Anderson Cancer Center, and there I coach executives, physician leaders, mid-level managers, and the team they lead. And in addition, I coach high-potential employees. And as I mentioned before, I specialize in ontological coaching to help them gain self-awareness, clarity of goals, achieve their developmental objectives, and unlock their and execute their potential and act as a sounding board to them using ontological coaching. Now, I mentioned ontological coaching, so let me tell you a little bit about what it is. Ontological coaching is an extraordinarily powerful method for effective change for individuals, teams, and organizations, and it's characterized by coaching to one's way of being. So what's way of being? Well, a way of being are the underlying drivers of communication and behavior. They are our perceptions and attitudes, many of which may be deep-seated and out of our awareness and exist in our way of being or how we show up in the world, how we perceive people, places, and things. And when change can happen in these areas of perceptions and attitudes, they can result in the removal of significant barriers to learning, growing, and spontaneous development of more effective patterns of communicating and behavior can be unlocked. And so I use those practices to help teams move past teams and individuals to recognize what's the thing that's getting in my way of experiencing life in the way I want to experience it. Where the group or the team is concerned is what are things that we are doing as a team that gets in the way of our ability to function cohesively and perform at a higher level. And so that's a little bit about what my work looks like.
That's incredible. It really is. And thanks for breaking that down and sort of dissecting it for us. What would you say is the difference, Daryl, between team coaching and group coaching? How do you apply coaching competencies among those groups? Some people might just think ordinarily that team and group are sort of one and the same, but there are some subtle differences between the two. Tell us about how that all works.
So I could see why one may think that. However, when you talk about a team, you're talking about an intact group of people who are working to achieve some kind of common goal, vision, cause, mission, you know, that sort of thing. And so they have that intact, it's important for them to learn how to work together and perform together to accomplish that goal or thing. When you're talking about group coaching, that involves a non-intact group of people who may be coming together to learn about a particular topic. For example, how to lead more adaptively, how to develop a team culture or work culture that the group wants to, that they want to take back to their own group or team and develop it and use it and develop it in their own area. But it's a non-intact group coming together quite often for some type of learning experience. But the competencies are very, very similar in that they require the coach to use deep listening. They require the coach to have an understanding about what the group wants to achieve. In other words, why are we here? What do we want to accomplish in this time that we have together? But also they require the coach to be able to listen and then step out of the conversation and coach at the intersection of the conversations between the people. Because if you don't do that, then the coach is actually acting like the sage on the stage rather than the guide on the side. And so you want to, and also, too, it allows the coach to meet the group, either the team or the group that they're working with, where they are, so that he or she is providing the kind of learning that the participants want, not what I think they want, but what they want to learn in that moment, in that time, that will help them to move towards whatever that is that they're trying to accomplish.
I like that. That's a great practical approach, too. What tools do you use to support your coaching and consulting engagements?
I use three tools largely. In addition to the basic cultural competencies, I use the emotional intelligence assessment, EQI assessment. As many people know, emotional intelligence is extremely important. I mean, it is the foundation for being able to build relationships with another human being. It is the foundation for people to work together and resolve conflicts together, solve problems. Emotional intelligence is extremely important. You know, it's funny. I'm going to digress for just a second. Quite often people think that we don't do very much with our emotions in the space of our interactions and at the intersection of our relationships with other people. But the truth of the matter is my experience has shown me, and research shows, that emotional intelligence is as important, maybe more important, than intellectual intelligence. Because you have to be able – it's amazing how our emotions impact how we perceive, what we perceive, what we do with things, people, places that we experience and we perceive, and being able to manage that is extremely important. So the EQI tool provides a detailed assessment of an individual's strength and potential areas of development. And they receive a comprehensive report. I debrief the report with them so they can have a deeper understanding and provide coaching in that moment to them how they can use that information more effectively. In addition to that, I use the Hogan assessment. I'm certified in the EQI, the Hogan assessment, and in Real Colors, but I'll talk a little bit about the Hogan assessment. The Hogan assessment helps individuals understand the underlying work traits, core values, and derailment risks that may impact behavior and thus allow them to manage their behavior in a more effective manner so they can increase the possibility of workplace success. Finally, with Real Colors, it's one that it's probably the most fun thing that I do in my work because it's done with groups to help them to understand the four color personality traits that each individual shows up with. It's done as a group workshop, and it's done in a user-friendly environment. People, the groups that I work with really, really, really enjoy it, coming to understand, you know, what are the personality traits of their coworkers and help them to understand or get some insight as to why people have a tendency to show up in the way that they do and how that differs from the way that they show up or how it may align with where they show up and why they may have more of affinity for connecting with a particular individuals in certain kinds of ways. So those are the three tools that I use, emotional intelligence assessment, EQI, the Hogan assessment, and Real Colors.
That's fantastic. So we know the tools. Let's talk about and break down some more some of the actual individual services that you offer through 21st Century Coaching.
So I offer coaching, individual one-on-one coaching. I also offer coaching for teams. I also offer coaching for groups. Let's say, for example, an organization wants someone to come in and either provide or develop and provide a learning opportunity for a group of individuals from different areas of an organization, you know, I do that kind of work. With regard to teams, leaders will approach me and because there is some sort of breakdown amongst the team, with regard to their ability to function cohesively and perform at a high level, I sit with them. I diagnose what things may be done to counter that or to improve that, design unique customized activities for that team, and then we go in and we do the work using a learn, practice, and apply model. In other words, my specialty is doing experiential learning, so that it impacts individuals on an emotional level, but also intellectually. In addition to those things, I do organization development type of work, which is helping a business or an organization understand how they can function in their business environment more effectively as a group or as an organization. In other words, perhaps what should your structure be like so that your organizational structure be like so that you can function more effectively. I also do strategic planning work along that same line with groups and organizations to maybe create a vision, a mission, a vision, a strategy for moving forward and getting work done.
It's really important to have it sort of laid out in that way. You know, for 2021, there's a lot of different projects, I'm sure, that you're undertaking. What are some of those projects you're working on right now, Daryl, and what can one anticipate in some of that incredible work that you do?
So at the heart of a lot of my work is what I call adaptive resilience. And adaptive resilience is the ability to deal with uncertainty and adversity, learn from experiences, discover a sense of balance and rhythm, and feel a solid, assured, and secure sense of self. And so along that line, probably the thing I'm most excited about for 2021 is I'm researching and developing a leadership curriculum to help leaders learn how to lead more adaptively in a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous time. These times that we're experiencing, they're like that. In those kind of environments, learning how to lead in that kind of world. It's a VUCA world, as they say, in the military and in the business world. And so that's the project I'm really most excited about right now for 2021, developing an adaptive leadership curriculum for leaders.
That's terrific. Sounds really exciting, too. Let's define that a little bit more, too, adaptive resilience. I mean, we've heard about resilience, but people listening might not be as familiar with adaptive resilience. Is that about adapting to the swift changes in life and sort of being nimble and pivoting and flexible? Or how do you really break that down, adaptive resilience?
So, yes, but I'm going to say it a little bit different, because at the end of the day, it's about an individual developing the skill sets to learn to feel that solid and assured, secure sense of yourself, reg- regardless of what circumstance you find yourself in. And so it's the skill set. So no matter what you face, you can always say to yourself as you go through a new circumstance, as we all do every day and in different circumstances. You and I were talking a little bit earlier. We think we're in control of everything, and quite often, ultimately, the wise person realizes that we are not. And so the question becomes, when you find yourself in a situation that you've never seen before, can you find that space within yourself so that you can say to yourself, I can handle this. I can do this. Why? Because I have the skills to do it. I have the ability to do it. I know the thought and emotional process that I need to tap into so that I can find a sense of balance, a sense of rhythm through a particular situation so that I can be able to effectively manage what I am feeling, what I am thinking, and then I don't get caught in certain kinds of loops that quite often get us stuck. I can move through it. And so the more you practice that and the more you do that, you develop the sense of being able to handle just anything, really.
Mm. It really, I'm sure some of the things that you see happen as a result are very inspiring and extraordinary. Good leadership is obviously critical. And even the role and definition of leader leadership has been evolving in such a good way. I mean, a little more compassion and empathetic and things of that nature. We hear a lot about being incorporated into leadership and leaders understanding, you know, the needs of the staff and things of that nature. A little bit more the definition of the leader being up in an ivory tower, never really involved or engaged in the day-to-day as much. It's sort of changing. And it's in a positive way too, what is the reason from your perspective, Daryl, that good leadership is in fact critical?
I think it's critical because the bottom line is no matter where you are, no matter what you do, no matter your station in life or any of those things, we're all facing volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous times. I've coached people from all over the world as a result of my involvement at MD Anderson Cancer Center. I've coached people who are executives. I coach people who mop floors. I coach people who are physician surgeons. I've coached department chairs. At all levels, I've seen it. And so what I'm about to say, I've seen it at all walks of life, regardless of race, regardless of circumstance. We're all struggling to try to find a sense of balance and rhythm through all of this. And so a person who I think may be a good leader, and it has nothing to do with title, not necessarily. It's about that person that can model the ability to find and have that sense of balance and rhythm so you can help people to feel like things are going to be okay. We can get through this. And if we can pull together and think together and come up with some type of common approach or idea about where we want to be and about what success looks like and what a better and different way of living and being in the world looks like as a group in terms of what we even may want to accomplish, I think that that person is a leader. And it doesn't have to be based on title. It may be that a person has that sense about them, and because they move with their colleagues in a certain kind of way, they offer that kind of sense of being to their colleagues, and people have a tendency to gravitate towards that. And so with all this uncertainty that we're dealing with in this country and in the world, I think that a person who is a leader that can model that way and kind of help people to move together towards the kind of harmony that the world really needs right now, so that we can move through this and have that sense that things are going to be all right, that's what a leader is, and that's why it's important.
Well said, well said. The book, Coaching Through the Human Soul, tell us about that and why that's so important.
So if you were to ask me your question in a different way, and you were to say, Daryl, what is your most favorite book you've ever read? or at least one of them, I would have to say Coaching to the Human Soul by Alan Seeler. It's a three-volume set, and each book is based on the three aspects of the foundation or the domains of ontological coaching. Ontological coaching allows the coach to develop a proficiency in the area of emotions, language, and the body-mind. And Alan Seeler's three-volume set focuses on those three domain areas in each individual book. So one book is on emotions, one book is on the body-mind, one book is on language. And I think the book is so important because it's brought so much depth, because it's based in philosophy and science. It's where philosophy and science meet. And so it provides a grounded perspective on how human beings function from a philosophical and a scientific point of view. And when one reads the book, studies the book, you really do gain some deep, meaningful, and useful insights on how we function as a human being. And it's brought so much depth to my coaching that there are just no words to describe it.
Mm. You can hear the passion in your voice. I know it means a great deal to you. It's incredible work. It really is. And you really help people unlock conscious and unconscious patterns, really digging deep and shifting the mindset so we can really and readily deal with challenges, right?
Yes, I do. I do. And I get that I've gotten a foundation from that book, but I've also gotten a foundation from studying and reading in so many different topics, from quantum physics to philosophy to neuroscience to cognitive science to culture. I read everything. I read and I study everything because I can. What I try to do is to learn how those things apply in day-to-day living so that we can develop a practical understanding of how to be or live or exist in the world from moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. Because I think that that's where a lot of the big play is. We've gotten so, we as human beings get so accustomed to moving through the world that we often don't pay attention to the little things with regard to how we function that we don't always pay attention to. For example, we talk about emotional intelligence a lot, and most people know what that is, but do you know what an emotion is? Do you know when you're experiencing emotion? Do you ever notice those things? And do you know when you're experiencing emotion, where in your body do you experience it? And not having clarity around those kinds of questions, it leads to one not always being able to stay on top of or be aware of how they're shaping how you're perceiving people, places, and things, and how it can lead to the notion of a lot of times people think that they're in control of their lives, but actually you're a slave to how the body functions, to those biochemical reactions that happen in the body.
It's so true. It really, really is. Everything that you're talking about here and sharing with us is very inspiring, Daryl. And I encourage folks to go to the website. That is www.21st-centurycoaching.com. And 21st is, of course, the number 2 and the number 1, and then ST. So www.21st-centurycoaching.com to connect with our very special guest, Daryl K. Simmons of 21st Century Coaching. He's an exceptional coach, groom, team coach as well, highly regarded motivational speaker and owner and CEO of 21st Century Coaching, and a pleasure to chat with as my special guest today on Close Up Radio. Daryl, wishing you all the blessings and continued success with all the wonderful work you're doing to guide people and coach and mentor them in the way that you do. And hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. And I enjoyed it. I look forward to talking to you again. And I wish you well as too, Jim. Well too, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that. again, connect with Daryl. And thank you for listening as well, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. More great commentary and guests and conversations coming up on Close Up Radio. For all of us, you have a terrific day. Be well, and thanks for joining us on Close Up Radio.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.